Welcome to It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. How was everybody's Thanksgiving? Hopefully good. It was very different for me this year. Very, very different, but still good. Not too shabby. Hopefully everybody's was great. So I have started watching Yellowstone, like everybody else. It was recommended by an old friend of mine. And it's an amazing show, absolutely amazing. And there's a lady on it named Beth, and she is like my fucking idol. I've always had weird idols growing up, like Sophia from The Golden Girls. I aim to be her. Karen Walker, you know, Roseanne. Like, I've had great role models. And now we're just going to add Beth to it because she's just amazing. And then I was watching Snapped. Two different, completely different shows. Come, just follow. Anyway, and one of them was about Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is in the state I live in. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place. I've been there. Absolutely gorgeous. I can actually say that and feel cool about it. Like, I've been there. And I've smoked weed there. It's very beautiful, peaceful, serene. It's gorgeous. A lot of rich bitches, though. Rich motherfuckers. Definitely not my type of scene. Anywho. And the lady that they were talking about, I was like, oh, shit. Okay, this is, like, inspiring to be someone badass. But you're just not. And, like, you... She failed miserably. Well, she killed someone too. So I was like, oh, damn. So I'm just going to like tell you kind of about it. So there's this lady who is not originally from Idaho. So you cannot put that on us. And she had been divorced and she had been single for many, many moon, like 20 something fucking years. They never said if she was doing booty calls or anything like that. I don't know if she was, you know, I don't know. Anyway. So she starts online dating, according to her, because they interview her in the Snap too, from prison, from jail. Anyway, so she's like, yeah, I start internet dating. And then I was like, you know what? This is not my life. I'm better than this. And she goes to go click the X. And before she can, slow mouse, ding, that magical sound happens. And it's this guy. And he, of course, has the same dreams, the same ambitions, and the same fake bullshit everybody has that everybody just matches up with oh so magically. And so they start talking and dating. And everybody who knows them is like, oh, they're soulmates. It's finally true love. They finally made it. Oh my. And she is like the head person of one of like, they buy houses from banks. There's a name. I don't fucking know. I don't know, but I can tell you what they do. So they take houses from people who can't pay their mortgages, flip them, and then sell them to lower income, mid income families. Or rent them out and get state money through that way. And so it's a big thing. I mean, she is this, they are known for being very wealthy and being very charitable and being a part of the community. And everybody said back in the day, like, if you didn't know them, then you were like, not even a part of the group. Like, you were just not with it. So, all-star couple, right? They found love. They live in this beautiful place. They have this amazing thing. They're charitable. Everybody fucking loves them. Of course. And one morning, they're like, you know what? We should take the boat out. And before we go to the fucking country club for brunch, breakfast, whatever they do, whatever rich people do. And they do. Right. And so she ends up calling 911. The lady does. And she's like, my husband fell overboard. I tried to get him. I couldn't get him. I slipped. I fell. I hit my nose. I'm bleeding. I can't find him. I've gone from log to log. I've searched. I cannot find him. And so the operator's like, you know what? It's okay. Calm down. We're going to get through this together. Again, 911 operators, I don't know how you do what you do. Sometimes you're super annoying and then sometimes you're super helpful. You know, just depends on the crisis, in my opinion. Anyway, so this guy's super sweet. He's like, calm down, old lady. It's going to be okay. They go through how old he is. And he's like in his like 50s, 60s, something like that. And that he fell, and it's fucking frigid. Like, and everybody says at this time of the year, if you fall into Lake Coeur d'Alene, you got about 5 minutes before you die. Like, and you're just gonna kick the bucket. So they're like, okay, it's, you know, it's been a minute. Cause she's like, how long? About an hour ago. Like, oh, okay, well, whatever. So they get her back to the police station and they get her story. Her story originally is that they go out before the morning meal. I can't remember if it was brunch or breakfast. One of them's at noon. I don't know. Anyway, so they go out and they're on this scenic, I'm assuming, freezing ass cold fucking adventure on Lake Coeur d'Alene. Cause it's, like I said, gorgeous, serene, beautiful. And he goes to the front of the thing and he's looking at the motor cause they're having motor problems. And he stands up, he turns, and he like looks at her with this like, oh no, something is wrong. Look, I'm assuming. And then goes overboard. And she has one of those moments where she's like, no. And then she can't grab him. And then there's water on the bottom of the thing. So she slips. There's fucking blood everywhere. She's gushing blood. And then she can't find a phone. She thinks his phone is in his pocket because she can't find it. And her phone, she knows, is in the vehicle. So she drives around for about an hour searching, log to log, looking, devastated. You guys can't see me, but I'm like in my car. I'm like turning my head and being all dramatic. Anyway, so she can't find it. And then she starts ruffling through the boat and finds his cell phone. And then that's when she calls 911. The cops come. They save the day. Yay. And the cop tells her right then and there, he's like, hey, I don't think you killed your husband. Okay, this is tragic as hell. Oh my. Let's get you home. Let's take care of you. This is just oh so sad. Like I said, pillars of the community. Just horrible. And she's like, you're right. This is devastating. I must go. I must go home. And then the next day, you would think that the headline would be like, missing man, Lake Coeur d'Alene. Oh, no. It's not. It's not. And the reason why this connects back to Yellowstone, if everybody who's like, okay, I've watched Yellowstone and I don't understand. At the end of season 3, there's an amazing moment where there's always a feud going on. Okay, there's always a feud. There's always a feuds of some sort. And Beth just frames this bitch and like it's all over the news and it's like, oh, fucking head person. Blah. So she ruins the whole deal. It's a great thing. She's shenanigans everywhere. Anyway. So the next morning, after this devastating loss of her husband that she is soulmates with and cannot find in the frigid water. The headline is, this bitch is getting fired from her position as the head person of this amazing charitable donation foundation, whatever, for fraud, for stealing. She's embezzled fucking thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. There's like a whole sham. She has a whole system that she's worked up and like, even the people who caught on to it said at one point in time, she was like acting very shifty when she was investigated. She knew this headline, like this paper was coming out. She knew it. She knew all about it. And his kids were like, my father would have been disgusted. He would have been betrayed. He would have been, oh my godded. He would have left. He would have divorced. Like, shit would have hit the fan, literally. And so everybody is shocked. Everybody was like, oh my God. And then they learn the husband's missing. So they're like, shady. And she's like, it's not. Like, it's not shady. She disappears for a little bit. And like, she goes on the run. She's wanted because she's like, they're like, we got to get you. And when they get her for the embezzlement originally, because they were like, well, we really can't prove anything happened to him because we can't find his body. So for right now, her story stands. He had a stroke, a heart attack, whatever the fuck happened. And he fell into the lake. We just don't know. Well, then like a month passes and someone calls and they're like, so a body washed up in my backyard on my gravel. There's a body. 100% sure there is a body. And they go out there. It's him. So then they're like, okay, well, we found him. Problem solved. They take him back. They do the lab work and all that. And they're like, okay, well, he didn't have a stroke. He didn't have a heart attack. He didn't have any real reason to die, to stand up and look so shocked and just to fall over. And so they do the normal testing. Well, then they find out that he has like a million times more of the levels of Benadryl in his system. And I guess if you take this much Benadryl, you'll be like confused. You'll be dazed for a minute and then you're going to kick the bucket. So they're like, okay, well, how did this happen? So then they go to her, right? And they're like, did you kill him? Why'd you kill him? Why'd you do it? And she's like, I never would have. I would kill myself before harming him. I really would. And she's crying. And they're like, okay, but you didn't. So what happened? And she says that she knew that article was coming out the next day. And so she was up in a storm. What do I do? What do I do? I can't stop it from happening. I've already canceled our newspaper subscription. For some reason, I don't think anybody's going to call him and be like, hey, I have the paper. Guess what your wife did? So she's confused and she doesn't know what to do. And so she decides she is going to make a lethal combination of Benadryl and juice. And she packs it away in her bag. And they go on this trip, this scenic adventure. And her husband gets parched. And he must have, we don't know for sure, we didn't see it. She says, must have taken a drink of her drink. And that is what happened. She was going to kill herself. She was going to do it. But she couldn't. She just couldn't. And that's legit. She's in court for her sentencing. And because she didn't go to trial, nobody really knows all the evidence they had against her. Everybody knows it was a shit ton because she was doing shady shit. Like her scheme she was running, she was using like her children's names and starting shit up in their names and collecting money. Like it was, she was just living a completely separate life. And like, there's an extent, you know, like I understand people being like, oh, it's two separate lives. But how do you hide the fact that you're raking in all this dough? Like, money is hard for me to hide anyway, because I'm always like, I'm happy because I'm not broke as fuck. And that's not lately. But anywho, so I just don't get it, how she was able to hide like literally thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. But she was. I mean, I guess it was like all up in other accounts. So, I mean, it wasn't like it was in his face and he was just like, oh, wow, you're super good at your job. So, I mean, I guess there is that. But still, just blew me away. And then you're sitting in your sentencing and literally you're like, I know I have to take accountability. I am good with what, and this is what she's saying. She's like, I am good with whatever you give me. I know it is my fault that my beloved has died. I know it. It is all me. My fault. And then she gave the story on how he was mean and like just rude, really, and took her drink of her drink without even asking if he could. Because I'm sure if he would have asked, she would have been like, well, no, that's my suicide drink. Don't drink it. You know? She wouldn't have. She loved him so much. There's no way she would have been like, yeah, go ahead. And the judge was like, I am sorry. Like, I was not born yesterday, lady. And she's going to die in prison. But just the whole thing is so tragic. And like, literally, I guess like the kids and everybody, it was blended. It was beautiful. And the guy was an amazing guy. Everybody said solidly, like he was a decent person. And everybody said in the last little bit, they could tell that something was up with her, that she was just not all there. Like once her fraud shit got caught on, because they were like, okay, we'll explain this. Explain this. Because the one lady who was in charge of like looking over all of the accounts was locked out of the bank account. And so she calls her boss, the guy above the two of them. And she's like, hey, dipshit locked me out. So he goes to the bank and they show him all these checks. And the signatures are just not signatures that are supposed to be there. These checks make no sense. So they start looking into it. They inform her, we got you. We're on to you. And so she knows. She, in her head, is like trying to think, how am I going to get out of this? How do I stop this from happening? How do I make it go away? I don't think she was ever going to kill herself, ever. I think that poor man got bamboozled from the get-go, from the get. Like, no one's that perfect. No one is. And she was one of those people who secretly had to convince herself every day that she was a good person. And those type of people are, ew, you know? If you have to remind yourself every day that you're a good person and convince yourself of it, there's something you need to look into a little more, you know, just a smidge. But yeah, I'm just like right now, like business crime. There we go. Business murders and stuff. I'm like, yeah, businesses are shifty. Higher up businesses and stuff. That shit's, not safe. Okay. That's like thug life. Like it's like mobs. It is like the mob. And really, if you're not watching Yellowstone, I really don't know what you're doing with your life. I really don't. I'm on episode 2 of season 4 and I'm about to die. So good. But anyway, that's today's story. Just a little Coeur d'Alene love story for you. That turns out their love is just as fucking fake as everybody else's in the world. Oh, just kidding. I know there's those people. You have the loves, whatever. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Anywho. So it's Friday. Lovely, lovely Friday. I love Fridays. My little brother wants to hang out with me today. So I'm just kind of super stoked. And I'm like, okay, we can hang. Hopefully. They ditch me a lot because they're my little brothers and they're assholes and they're young. But anywho. So yeah, just normal Friday routines, guys. Don't forget to support the other podcasts. And yeah, have a great Friday. Tune into Facebook and do all that. Everybody knows the spiel. You know the spiel. I like them. You like them. Whatever. So watch the Jeff and Greg podcast live, I guess I should say, because I don't know why. I'm such a hateful fucking person. So hateful. One day, I'll get over it. Anyway, so yeah, I love their podcast, and so I watch them every Friday. You should too. It's a fucking hoot. Hoot and a half. And oh my God, another thing. Elf on the Shelf ideas. I need them. People, like 5 minute Elf on the Shelf ideas is what I'm looking for. Before we go, I have to ask for them because you guys tell me everything anyway. So give me like 5 minute Elf on the Shelf's idea. Okay. They're going to 8 and 4. So the 4-year-old's very gullible. The 8, lovely. She's very cute, but thankfully she's still gullible. So, and I hate Elf on the Shelf, but I'm a good mom. So I do it after working all fucking night, but I'm very horrible at thinking of little ideas for these stupid little fuckers to do. I have 2 of them. So that's all the information you need. 2 elves. The kids believe fucking everything. Gullible as shit. Give me 5-minute ideas. 5-minute Elf on the Shelf ideas. Would appreciate it. And yeah, I love you guys. I will talk to you guys next week. And next week's episode is going to be related back to Yellowstone again. Another thing they've put out. And they put this one out, I believe, in correlation with Yellowstone, because it just is too goddamn coincidental not to be. And you'll know what I mean when I, next week. So yeah, we're going to do that next week. So make sure you come back. And then have a great week. And I love all of you. I love you. I miss the fuck out of all of you. Love you. Miss you. And